But first, the debate around asylum seeker policy has flared up after last week's boat tragedy in the waters between Indonesia and Christmas Island. While police conduct their investigations, the federal independent MP Rob Oakeshott has called for Parliament to keep sitting until it has a solution on asylum seeker policy. Parliament is scheduled to rise at the end of this week for a six-week break, but the independent MP says it's an urgent issue and MPs shouldn't leave Canberra until there's a solution. Mr. Oakeshott has put forward his own private members' bill, pushing for a long-term regional solution to the problem, but he concedes it's one vote short of passing. The MP, who was crucial in establishing a price on carbon, says he's thrilled the carbon tax is starting this weekend, and he says he's not made up his mind yet about standing at the next election. Mr. Oakeshott is speaking here with Chief Political Correspondent Sabra Lane.
The ongoing dysfunction of policy should be making this an urgent issue. And, you know, we're all going home at the end of this week. If we can't resolve it by the end of the week, I'd certainly be one calling for the Parliament to continue to sit until this can be resolved. We fail the Australian community as a Parliament, as have the last four Parliaments in failing this Australian community in not resolving this, and it needs to be fixed.
You have a private members' bill that is before Parliament. What is the status of that? And that would allow, if it was passed, that would allow the Malaysia swap that the government proposes and a regional processing framework?
It's really in the hands of the Leader of the House. It has been given precedent for a third read, but it really is now over to government to decide when and where. But there's no reason why it can't progress other than clearly based on the numbers of the second reading vote. It will lose on one vote unless someone gives somewhere and sees, in my view, the sense and reason of having a bilateral cooperative arrangement, and not only across the Parliament, but with our regional neighbours. This is trying to get Indonesia and Australia working more closely together. It is trying to get bilateral cooperation recognised in domestic law and encouraged. And it is a policy that not only works for a Julia Gillard government around Malaysia or any other options they want to use, it is also the enabling legislation for a Tony Abbott government around Nauru or any other options they want to use. So it is agnostic on the politics, it is agnostic on the either-or of onshore or offshore, and it is agnostic about Malaysia or Nauru. This is about trying to find a way through a compromise, consensus and negotiation in the national interest. That's the strong path here, and anyone selling either-ors is selling snake oil and selling continued dysfunction.
The carbon price starts this Sunday. The government has made much of the fact that they believe that Mr. Abbott is walking his way back, that it's not a cobra strike anymore, that it'll be a python squeeze and so on. Do you think that he's walking himself back away from that rhetoric?
Well, I hope so. You know, I think if there is one impediment in the market at the moment that I'm hearing from the business community is that the politics is toxic. And, you know, we've just been talking about the problems of toxic policy in the national interest. If we can tone down some of the rhetoric around an emissions trading scheme and give the market a bit more confidence, this emissions trading scheme will fly and will deliver for Australia. And I think that's the great fear of the coalition in the position they've taken. But I don't think they are necessarily contributing to the national interest if they keep toning it up a gear in their rhetoric. I would hope they continue to tone it down, so I welcome it if they are.
If Mr. Abbott is the next Prime Minister, he's promising to get rid of it pronto. It may not even progress to an ETS in 2015.
Well, this is where I've got a point of difference on the language from government. I do think an emissions trading scheme is coming in a week's time, and we've got a fixed price period for the first 3 years. You can't tell me if you fix the price of milk for 3 years that you've suddenly got a milk tax. You are fixing the price within a market. We have framed a market in dealing with an economic response to emissions to emissions trading and that involves business making decisions from next week. So I don't buy the carbon tax language. I didn't vote in the Parliament for any piece of legislation that said carbon tax. I voted with about 18 pieces of legislation for an emissions trading scheme. I'm thrilled it's actually coming in, and I do think it will deliver.
The Nationals have also launched a Get Rid of Rob campaign, a fundraiser to get you out of Parliament. What's your response?
Oh, look, I think it's a reflection of the challenge I face. They've also released some polling around the same time that says I'm about 10 points behind. Personally, I actually think that is about right. But the tone of a campaign that is very, disrespectful, but I can handle it, is I think the tone of what we're going to see over the next 18 months is going to be big bucks from vested interests running a very personal campaign. That is the whole agenda. Now, does that deliver better outcomes for my community, for Australia? No. I'll be promoting results over insults. Obviously, the National Party will be promoting insults over results. It's up to the Australian people to decide what the outcome is.
And you'll definitely stick around?
Well, we are only at the halfway mark, so lots of decisions still to make in that regard. And I'm not trying to dodge the question, but at the last six elections, I've made decisions about 6 months out through conversations with family and friends. I have stood every time following that, but I have bought time leading into elections to allow that decision to take itself out. So please ask me about 6 months out and I'll give you a very clear answer.
That's the independent member for Line, Rob Oakeshott, speaking there with Sabra Lane.